The death toll in New York continues to soar. In the last 24 hours, nearly 400 people have succumbed to COVID-19, bringing the total to 1,941. There are now nearly 84,000 cases in the state. Governor Cuomo provided the latest numbers at an afternoon briefing that WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was following. And Peter joins us now. Peter, what else did we learn from the governor today?
Well, as you mentioned, playgrounds are being closed. Not a good sign for parents and their kids. The governor says, frankly, there are too many people gathering too closely, too many basketball games, too much potential risk. And so he wants to shut down the playgrounds. He also has a message to the NYPD, and that is to break up these crowds and to be more aggressive.
Now, the increases in these numbers that we hear from the governor every day are just stunning. What's the latest on the state's ability to handle all of these patients?
Well, you keep hearing about social distancing, and the governor says it really does make a difference. They look at computer models every day about when they expect the peak of patients and what the hospitals can handle. The fact is, according to what the governor says, the numbers show that the peak projection for hospital beds would be significantly lower if people practice social distancing. So he is pushing for that. He says if there is no distancing, there would be a greater crisis than there is now. Hospitals are already in the position. What they're doing is they're planning to divert and transfer patients if they need to.
I think today in the press conference, he painted a pretty bleak picture today.
It is a bleak picture. One computer projection has 16,000 deaths in New York alone. And based on that modeling, these deaths will continue into July. So even though the peak of cases is expected at the end of this month, this could go into the summer.
It's really sobering news. WCBS's Peter Haskell joining us. Peter, thanks so much.